Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla holla, what is up? What is up, champion? Welcome back. It's the Download Friday. We just grip it and rip it and let it go. So what's on my mind today? Elimination. Elimination is the fastest path to progress and forward momentum. That's what I want to talk about today. Elimination. Addition by subtraction. You know the drill, right? The whole minimalization technique. Hey, before we get started, make sure you book your 30-minute power call with moi. Go to Launch with Sam. Launch that dream. Let's do it. Launchwithsam.com. You ready to go? Let's go. Set your 30-minute call. Let's do it. I want to talk about key things. There's four key things. We might go a little bit more than this, but today, four key things to delete from your life right now. Right now. Number one, physical stuff you rarely or you never use. Look around the house, look in the basement. Good Lord, we are a society of hoarders. My God, we have more storage facilities in our country here in the U.S., and I'm sure in other countries around the world, especially developed nations. I mean, we store stuff. How do I know? How do you think I know? How do I know anything? I've done it myself. 2 years ago, we downsized and got rid of just about everything that we weren't using. So we got out of the McMansion, got out of the cul-de-sac place and all that good stuff, keeping up with the Joneses, got the farmhouse on an acre of land, cut the living space literally in half. We weren't using half of the house we had. And what I did, though, and I did something that I actually shouldn't have done, and I speak against it, and I'm going to talk about it right now, I got a storage shed. So I was spending $60 a month. If you don't count the late fee, was made it $80 a month when I forgot to pay. I wasn't on that auto bill. And, like anything, it took me a while to create the habit of pay that damn thing the first of every month. But anyway, it was $60 a month. And it was just enough space. It was like maybe 5 by 10, you know. Just enough space to store the crap I had in my office, my podcasting studio that I broke down and never used. This table I got at IKEA, you know, one of those standing tables where remote control, you can raise it all the way up, you can stand at it, or you can make it a desk, you know? I guess it's called a raised desk, a standing desk, whatever it is. That set me back $600 at IKEA. I got that about a year before we moved, so I put that in storage. And all this, just this crap, this junk, none of it mattered, furniture that I wasn't using. And here's what happened. It sat in that storage shed. You ever done this? Just put something in storage? And it just sat there, all that stuff, you know, and papers and books and all that crap. I never touched it. I just paid the bill every month, $60 a month for 2 years. So that's about $1,500 wasted on just space that I didn't even need. So right over Christmas, I got all the stuff out of there. Christmas is 2018. And I canceled my storage shed, I took that desk, that $600 desk from IKEA, and just put it on the curb in the rain and slide. It just, what a waste. But anyway, it was just taking up space. Not only financially, it was costing me money, $1,500 it cost me to store that crap for 2 years. It took up just having to remember to pay the bill, which most of the time I would, sometimes I wouldn't. And just unneeded, just space. So get rid of that stuff. Look around your house, clothes, take them to the Goodwill. We gave a lot of our furniture away to this abused women's program where they help women get back up. It's a domestic violence program where they help women get back up on their feet and where they get them apartments and places to live. You put your furniture out. I can't remember what it's called, but you put your furniture out and they come by a certain time when they're in your neighborhood. They load the furniture on the truck and they go and bring it to these domestic violence shelters. So we gave away a lot of our furniture. That program's a really cool one. But anyway, wherever you want to give it away so somebody else can use it. All right, physical stuff you rarely ever use. That's number one. Number two, all distractions. Delete them from your life right now. What is currently distracting you? Is it a person, place, or thing? Is it something that's hanging over your, like an albatross around you, that it's just distracting you? Maybe it's a business opportunity that you keep on chasing that's going absolutely nowhere. Get it out of your life. All distractions, let them go. Number three, attractive but ultimately bad decisions. All right? You think something's a really good, it's attractive, man. Again, it might be a business opportunity. I'm gonna keep that on the back burner. Okay. Anything on the back burner that isn't hot right now, get it out of your life. These are things that are costing you time. They're probably costing you a little bit of money, and they're definitely costing you focus. Focus is an acronym that stands for follow one course until successful. Okay? One course right now. I'm not saying you don't have multiple streams of income. I'm not saying to diversify your portfolio. Don't get confused. Remember, don't be confused by it. Focus right now. Attractive but ultimately bad decisions. Maybe it's an individual in your life. Boy, he or she, they're really attractive. Wow, she's hot. Ultimately a bad decision if you're not cohesive. You know, you're not working together. You guys don't exactly long term. Not you ever had a relationship? Short term, it was amazing. Long term, not so much. That's the equivalent of what I'm talking about. That could be a business relationship. Short term makes a lot of sense. Wow, we're cashing it in. We're doing well. We're rocking webinars. We're making a lot of money. Long term, I don't think we're equally yoked, man. This thing just ain't going to work. That's what I'm talking about. That's number three. All right, so to recap, number one, physical stuff you rarely never use. Number two, all distractions, get them out. Number three, attractive, short term, but ultimately long term bad decisions. And the last one, drum roll please, my favorite one, negative people who don't support you. Family, friends, acquaintances, anybody that is like, what are you doing? What are you trying? You went to what? A motivational seminar? Oh, I heard about, get them out of your life. You know, you're trying to do something big here. All right. This isn't just something everyday people do. Okay. So why would you ever allow everyday people into your creative genius, into that protective place, into your mind? Why would you ever go share a $1 million dream with a 10 cent mind anywhere? You know what's going to happen. They're going to drag you down. How do you know that? They're better at it than you are. You've been going after this dream maybe for a few days, a few weeks, a few years, whatever that looks like. They've been negative their whole life. They're way better at this game than you are. Don't even try to bring these toxic family members or friends. I'm not saying you cut them out of your life. You don't talk to them about your dream, because they're going to talk you right out of it, because they've been doing this to way more people for a longer period of time. They are pros. You're a novice at this whole entrepreneurial dream big thing. I'm not saying you're bad at it. I'm saying this is brand new to you, and brand new being defined as less than 10 years, okay? They've been negative their whole life. They will win 100% of the time. Don't let them near your dream. I'm telling you, man, I speak from experience on this stuff. Don't let them near your dream. Go to dinner with them. Like family functions, family reunions, friends, you want to grab a drink, maybe you go to a football game or some party, always in a mixed group of people, so you got an exit strategy. Never get trapped one-on-one talking to somebody on the phone or in person or grabbing a cup. It sounds innocent, right? Grab a cup of coffee. No, it doesn't work. It's never going to work, all right? So recap, eliminate. Elimination is the fastest path to progress and forward momentum. You want to create momentum, right? You want to create positive momentum? Delete physical stuff. Delete all distractions. Delete attractive but untimely ultimately bad decisions and negative people. Just negative people in general, especially the ones who don't support you. Does that get you fired up on a download Friday? I know it gets me fired up talking about this stuff. I am a huge fan. Huge of minimalizing your lifestyle, man. Just keep it simple. We are not on this earth to accumulate stuff. We are not on this earth to just jam 10 pounds of potatoes into a 5-pound bag. It's just distracting, and it takes up so much, and it drains your energy. You have so much energy to give throughout the course of a day. You wake up, your feet hit the ground. You should be focused on only stuff that matters. Adding value, surrounding yourself with people who actually believe in you, and cutting the rest out. Trust me. Trust your boy. It works. Get on my calendar. Launch with Sam.com. Let's get this dream going. All right. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.